Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day.
It's going to be an interesting one today. We're going to have to get personal.
Is it? Oh, very personal.
We're going to get personal.
Okay. I'll find out
what
that
is. It's important for
me. Oh, boy.
All right. So we'll all find that one out, I guess, less than 15 minutes from now. Be ready on the Jay Southland Toast Service text line as well, 913-586-7965. We had a package delivered during the break.
I know. Drew, and if you're watching on the video stream, you'll see this. Drew's got a brand new pair of headphones. Look at you.
A listener.
How does it feel, man? Oh, not having that good tape on your ear, not having the noise-canceling headphones that you were using, just a regular pair of studio headphones.
Very, very good. You can see the smile on my face. I'm excited.
I'm glad.
These are just like new. Yeah,
the best
just
listeners.
Back where we were. I'm glad you got the new headphones. The listener didn't want us to say their name, but shout out to you. That was awesome.
Yeah,
a listener stepped up
very much
last week and said, screw it, I'll just send you a new pair of headphones, Drew. And they did. They arrived today.
They are
so
in.
Thank you. You know who you are. You asked for us not to mention your name. We obviously will honor that.
Wearing them already.
So. You're next.
Well, mine aren't. Honestly, I think you guys, for you, it's bugging you more looking at them. There's no duct tape. They're not uncomfortable to me. I'm probably going to get a new pair.
Doesn't it bother you because you have to mess with them a lot?
Sometimes, but these are, there's nothing wrong with them necessarily. I'll probably buy, I've had for two years, whatever. I'll buy a new pair. I think Amazon Prime, Black Friday, whatever thing is coming up next week. I'll just get some then next week. Okay. But they're not like, if they were like falling apart duct tape, we would
solve this problem by now, you're saying?
Yeah, so no, I do not need somebody to send me a pair of headphones.
I will say, thank you. It does look funny when you turn to me.
I know.
I can
see the reflection. I can see what you guys are seeing.
Someone says it kind of looks like you got like a really long ear or something. It's like uneven ears or something. Like you got to, adjust it on one side. My last headphones did exactly that, and I couldn't take it anymore and had to get new ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I'm noticing it. Don't get me wrong.
But I think it'll have to like start doing it more for you to be like, okay, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, by the way, Jefferson's is the official lunch partner of 96.5 The Fan. Catch every game at Jefferson's, from blocked field goals to incredible catches. Witness every moment at the restaurant that's proudly local, owned by I think still technically employed by us. Friend over here at Odyssey, visit Jefferson's in Lenexa or North Kansas City. Jefferson's, wings, burgers, oysters. Wing Wednesday, man. I'd like some wings. I think next week. Either Brady Singer or Mikel Garcia, or maybe one of your good prospects, but not your best they're not going to ask for Jack
Caglione.
But isn't
this the market that they should be in? I mean, if we're being honest, I mean,
yes, I think so.
If we're being realistic, like, obviously I would love Juan Soto to be playing, right field for this baseball team. That's not going to happen. If we're being realistic about options out there, Bohm, India, Taylor Ward, that's probably the market that they should be in, considering what they do already have on the roster. And if you're worried about having to give up significant compensation to make it happen. Someone on the text line said, hey, Jonathan India, Rookie of the Year award, shows he's got good talent. I know he's saying he doesn't have talent. I'm just saying that Alec Bohm is a little more exciting to me than Jonathan India. But yes, Jonathan India, 2-3 years ago, did win Rookie of the Year. Alec Bohm's also coming off his first All-Star game appearance. I mean, so we're I don't think it's much, much different. I also think third base, though, you already have Massey at second. You could plug in Alec Bohm at third base. If you have Jonathan India, unless he's going to play a different position that we don't know of, then are you just getting rid of Massey? Are you platooning him somewhere? Like, what are you doing there? That's what I guess a little confused on, unless he's involved in another trade.
Their problem is truly the type of player they need is both the person who gets on base, can hit at the top of the order, and also happens to have power. Those players do exist. They exist in the Major League Baseball, believe it or not. Their names are like Shohei Ohtani. Do you know who exists in the free agent market who does all of those things for the most part of their career? Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Alex Bregman gets on base, hits home runs, and plays a position of need.
He's also going to be expensive.
I know, but did you see, like, there ain't no way he's getting what reportedly Scott Boras wants. The report yesterday for Scott Boras is that Alex Bregman's probably seeking something like a $300 million deal that would take him till he's like age 43. I'm like, oh, we living in a different universe.
Yeah, the only thing I can think
Alex Bregman's getting $300 million.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll actually get that dollar amount or not. The one thing that we don't know, and only JJ Piccolo would have the answer to in these conversations, is it possible that we're misreading the India portion of this, which would be Jonathan India is capable of playing a different position?
He played third in college. Yeah, he's played no games at third in the pros.
Right, and he's not playing in the outfield, to my knowledge. So
no, zero games in the outfield.
So
the
unless there's some other plan with it, it would require doing something with Massey.
Unless he's played one single game at third base in the pros.
So unless their plan is to move India to third, keep Massey there, and then it's move Michael Garcia or something, there's some options potentially, but on the surface, it looks like Jonathan India would just be your second baseman leading off for this team if you made a trade like that. Andy Rogers saying the deal is not imminent. Winter meetings, we know, are a couple weeks away, early December.
Do you think there's any chance that the combination of Brady Singer, these are the players reportedly drawing interest from other teams. Do you think there's any chance that Brady Singer, Alec Marsh, Chris Bubich, and Michael Garcia are all on the 26-man roster to start the year next year? Any chance?
I would be surprised. I mean, here's why you can't say there's no chance, because the Royals can have all these conversations. They can think they got a trade in the works. There's other teams also trying to trade for said player, and so suddenly just a trade doesn't happen. Like you were aggressive. It just didn't come together. It takes two to tango. So I don't think you can say 0%. I would be surprised if the four names you mentioned were all on the team still. If they accomplish what it sounds like they've wanted to accomplish this offseason, other than number one priority, bring back Michael Wacha, check. They brought him back. The next is find a leadoff hitter / corner outfield bat. Those are the two that are up in the air right now. If they are to accomplish those, I don't know how one of the names you mentioned is not moved.
Because it feels like they're better positioned to move a major league player than to move a minor league player. Unless you just think Jack Caglione's getting called up next May and is going to play for this team the rest of the year. You're making a face at me. You don't think he's going to play for this team next year? He's a college player. They can get called up pretty quick.
I don't think in May he's on the team.
Is it Caglione or Caglione?
Caglione.
That's what I thought. Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't saying it wrong.
Not in May. No,
he's still 21 years old.
I don't think in May he is playing in the big leagues. No,
he was hitting.
Can he play later in the year? Possibly in May. He's still in He was in the high A ball for 2 months.
And
or
he didn't put up tremendous stats there. I will say in the Arizona Fall League, he is putting on an absolute power display.
It's exciting. No,
he hits the ball hard and very far.
Fans should be excited. We were excited when they drafted him. Nobody's saying that he can't help this team eventually. I just think it's pretty optimistic that you think by May he's in the lineup for a team that won 85-plus games last year.
They could use a few.
Where are they putting him? Last time I checked, Vinny Pasquantino's playing first. Salvador Perez sometimes DH and sometimes catching. Where are they putting him? You're going to say outfield? Okay, well, Hunter Renfro opted in, so he's on this team next year.
Where's he playing? Spot. Yeah. I'll tell you this much. If he wants to get on this roster faster, he better start learning an outfield position. Because his problem at first base is that's Vinny's job right now. And Vinny has proven to be if Vinny proved his worth, he might have proved it more by being on the bench, by being hurt. Did you see this offense without Vinny Pasquantino? It was ugly. Like, no alibi ugly, right? We could do the whole cheerleading chant. It was bad. And so whether we're looking at, I almost just sang it, and then I decided.
Thank goodness you didn't.
I held back.
I mean, do you want to just talk about this?
I like that you know exactly what I was saying, though. By just saying it, you immediately heard it in your head, right?
Of course.
That's all that matters. That's what I was going for. But unless he's going to do that, Salvador Perez isn't leaving right now. Vinny Pasquantino's locked into his position. So unless he's going to start coming off the mound and be a utility player, I'm going to have a hard time imagining he's getting to first base fast. That's all. Maybe he gets called up if there's an injury.
Oh, sure. I mean, that always is in play with him.
He's also just a freak. He's 6'5", 250. He just hits
bombs.
Yeah. He pitches and hits bombs. You're he's just a fun player. I'm ready to go back to Arkansas. I'm ready to do Cody and Gold road trip.
Let's do it again.
Round two.
We went to see Bobby Wood Jr. Yeah, we went to see Bobby Wood Jr. I would say that was a trip worth it.
I don't regret it, even though he went 0-3 in that game.
That was a fun trip. Now, that was before the big league club was playing good ball, too. But that was also right after COVID, so everybody's excited to go and do things.
We had a good amount
of listeners. We drove down there, had a good time on, was that Dixon Street?
Yeah.
There in Fayetteville?
I don't know.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. That's fair.
We ran into some listeners on Dixon, naturally, not just the people we went out with.
That was a fun little weekend trip down at Fayetteville.
You know what? What's your interest? 913-586-7965. We all want to go down to Arkansas again. We got enough people. I think we can make this happen.
I mean, we don't even know if he's going to be in double A.
Well, he was in single. I'm just doing natural math here. He was in single A. I'm just going to guess he's in double A to start the year this year. He did not get. Did he get to double A last year? I don't think he got to double A last year. I think he'll get a spring training invite and start a double A.
I'm sure fans in Fayetteville will like cheering for him rather than seeing him rake homers against Arkansas.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, he's just a...
Yeah, high eight, yeah, advanced A ball.
Okay, so
quad
he's...
Quad cities.
And he's playing in Fall League. He's going to start in double A. Like, I mean, we've all watched
hitting
enough...
Hitting 236 to, with five homers in Fall League.
Only a 300 on base percentage, but God, all those homers are impressive. He's got some more work to do, but he's been fun to watch, at least from this early end. I'm excited. This is the most exciting the Royals offseason they've had in a long time because... Now, it's not just an offseason where you're staying a little bit busy. It's also an offseason where we have actual expectation. Can I, very briefly on the NFL end.
Okay.
There was an article out of Pro Football Talk yesterday about Tom Brady.
From Florio?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if he wrote it. Probably one of his lackeys. But so, but it stood out to me because, not that I should care how they spend their money, but I'm just going to tell you right now, Fox is getting fleeced by Tom Brady. They got ripped off. They got sold a false bill of goods. They essentially gave Tom Brady the money to buy his portion of the Raiders, and now as a result of that, he can't even do his job right. According to NFL reports, they are looking to expand what already are known as the Brady rules for broadcasting. We know he can't attend practices or sit on these meetings with the coaches. But now other teams in the league are pissed because he had a one-on-one interview with Patrick Mahomes, which, according to them, breaks at the very least the spirit of the law, if not breaking it outright as an owner of another NFL team. He can't do his job. He cannot do his job and own part of the Raiders at the same time. But he already got the money from the Raiders and already cashed the check because he's spending it. He already got the money from Fox and is already spending it on the Raiders. So he's got to try to do it.
Yeah, that was
but they're screwed. He's going to get eliminated from doing 99% of what good broadcasters get to do that make them good broadcasters.
Right. I mean, that when this happened a couple weeks ago when the sale went through to become a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, it was not so much that, okay, he's becoming an owner, what's his role going to be and all that. It's just like, hey, if you're wanting to be better than Greg Olson and if you're wanting to improve and everything as a broadcaster, like you're just limiting yourself already. But from a financial decision, genius, right? He's getting paid by Fox, and basically that is paying for his investment in the Las Vegas Raiders, him and another party that's involved
so
in
Fox
that.
Fox owns the Raiders.
Wow.
They're
definitely the income he's getting from Fox is basically paid for his ownership of the Las Vegas Raiders.
I can't believe you said lackeys, Cody. The way you made it seem is like you wanted to like a Scottish accent. Hey, you write down these words about this fellow named
Brady. I just imagine he's a terrible boss to work for. Imagine he bosses you around a little bit.
He owns Pro Football Talk.
He doesn't live in reality. So like I can't imagine that's a good boss to work for a lot of the times. But he's not wrong. This one's not wrong. The Tom Brady rules are gonna have to be expanded. He's breaking the rules. He is not supposed to have access. He owns part of the Raiders. He sat down for an hour with the quarterback in his division for the opposing team. He shouldn't have that access.
What do you think, Tom Brady went and ran to Mark Davis? Oh, by the way, hey, Mark, if you weren't aware, this Patrick Mahomes guy is really smart and he's good at football. No. In case you didn't know already.
Do I actually think Tom Brady is going to spy on, even though he's already been a part of a spy scandal, do I actually think he's going to spy on the Chiefs and report back to Mark Davis? I don't. But you can't, it's like, we talk about this with like sports wagering. The problem is,
Perception. Correct.
It can happen, therefore you can't allow it. It technically could be a thing that took place, therefore you can't allow it. That's the problem, and that's why he's going to have even more and more stuff shut off.
All right, let's get to it, Drew.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over on the text line, 913-586-7965. You can hit us up, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Please like and subscribe at TheFan965. Always got a bunch of people watching over there. Love to interact with you as well. I'm going to play you a clip from Adam Schefter. Then I will ask a subsequent question.
All right.
Adam Schefter was on Kevin Clark's podcast, and he was asked one very simple question. What is the weirdest place in which you've had to or did break news, right? He's a newsbreaker, put in awkward situations. So Kevin Clark asked him, like, where's the weirdest time you did that?
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what? I can remember being in Denver one time, and I was how do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance
Dale
abuse.
Dale Carter.
And so as I continue to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Okay, so Schefter confirming there. He broke news.
Dale Carter? This was a while ago.
He broke news right after sex with a stranger. I mean, clearly strangers in a strange
city.
This
is in the 90s. We're talking about Dale Carter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's been married since like the early 2000s.
He also covered the Broncos for starters.
Yeah, he did. So he's in Denver, meets a woman for the first time, is having sex, gets a text that Dale Carter is getting a message, and then, you know, while he's laying in bed, presumably still with this person, firing off the news. So the question I have for you is, what is your most awkward sexual encounter? Gotta get personal this time.
Oh, okay.
As it relates to before or after the incident. Mine is fairly easy. Oh, look, I'll be honest with you. I was in high school.
By the way, Drew, people saying they couldn't even hear that audio, so I don't know if we have something mixed minus wrong. A lot of people on the text line saying they did not even hear that audio.
I have everything set up properly. Right. What the heck?
Three different people. Then some of you, so I don't know. Maybe, so just a heads up. But
I haven't pushed a single button that's differently than it ever is.
We'll just keep an eye out on that. Yeah. But so mine is probably fairly. I was in high school, and I was like mid-act, and my like stepdad had come over to my regular and was like banging on the door to ask me some question or whatever, and I'm like, this is not a good time. This is definitively the worst conceivable time you could be interrupting this act. And so, like, that's easily my worst. Because then I still had to eventually answer the door, which took some time, which obviously led to the, like, I had to, like, put clothes on. Or those things. Just like, so, like, what's taking so long to answer the door, you might? Like, just awkward. Easily the most awkward. The worst conceivable moment. So, yes. Someone says, we do not need to hear about your sexual encounters.
Yeah, do people want
the answers to this. You know what? You just want to hear about Adam Schefter's? Nobody else has an answer? No one else has been in an awkward sexual spot?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, nothing that's awkward. There's been circumstances that are like whatever, but like nothing that was awkward. Like, there's obviously stories or whatever that you might have, but as far as an awkward situation, honestly, no.
I normally try, whenever that happens, I try to make sure that there's nothing can interrupt that act. So
are out there having sex in the park like you, Cody. So it's a little bit different.
I would bet 50% of society has had some sort of public sex.
50%?
Oh, that's a high number.
50% is too high?
That is a high
what
number.
What is it on this show? Is it 33% on this show?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's zero here. It's zero
at the park?
End?
No, you're talking about like the car and stuff. That might be different.
That's public. That counts.
I guess so.
Have you had sex in a car?
No.
I have not either.
You've never had sex outside of an apartment? Like a domicile, like a house, an apartment?
Apartment, house, hotel, that's it.
There, I typically plan it out a little bit where there's nothing that can bother that moment.
Text line. 913-586-7965. Someone says, Fesco has better sex stories than you both. You guys are sad.
In fairness...
you want me to make something up? I'm trying to be honest on this show.
I mean, I like honesty.
You want me to make something up?
I appreciate the honesty. You don't have to, you know, it's okay. I appreciate the honesty. Just asking a question.
There's this one time we were in Vegas and there was a tour guide that came. Is that what you want me to like came to the hotel and came to our happy hour?
I thought there might be a story around that. That would be it. Yeah.
That would be it. That's what you're wanting. Someone says they were having sex and they bucked a girl off the top of a loft bed one time on accident. I killed her.
No way.
That sounds like...
Someone said
you never had sex in a car, you prudes.
I'm not in high school anymore. I don't need to have sex in the car. Thank you very much.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. Dude, like not
facts.
Now.
Facts.
Like, not now. You're like, yeah, it's fine.
Hold up. Somebody said that Alex and I are vanilla, and you're being edgy. Gold and I are being honest.
I'm not trying to be edgy.
Gold and I are being honest. Why would I lie?
No, so they're not.
No spontaneous sex, always planned. No, but I'm usually...
We're honest on the show. We're
access
honest.
To a hotel room there. I'm not going to have sex in the... I might have sex in the casino bathroom when I have a hotel room upstairs.
But Drew made it sound like he had like a calendar, man.
Okay.
He said, I like to plan it out. So then like, I'm in a safe and comfortable space. I'm like, that's just not how it goes down sometimes.
Okay, well, no,
that's all.
Correct. But normally, if something... It's never in the nature that you described.
Someone says, claims, just had sex in their truck at Arrowhead this past week at halftime. We had to leave early and decided to enjoy ourselves. Okay, I'm calling BS on that. But
that's a risky spot.
You left at halftime at the Broncos game?
You didn't have to leave that early if you had a little time to stop at the car for a minute.
You got home in plenty of time then to watch the rest of the game.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said the dressing room at a JCPenney.
There are a lot of text. This is just turning to the text line just saying where they have had sex.
Yeah, that's not the question.
Yeah, correct.
But it's essentially...
Jeez. Someone says they once mistook an icy hot for the Vaseline. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Someone says, Gold, this is no way to move up the KC radio list. What, again, you want me to make something up?
No, I think people want the truth.
We are an honest radio show.
Yeah, I'm being honest. So are you guys. They're calling you guys prudes. I think it's fine. There's a lot of
crazy. I mean, your story was just that one of your family members caught you having sex. I don't know if that really makes you like
caught. No.
I don't know if that really makes you this edgy individual.
Compared to what we're getting on the text line, definitely not.
No. There's a lot of
this is crazy. Some of these
much worse on the text line, and I'm going to assume only about half of these are true.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple that are pretty outrageous.
I'm going to assume about half are true. Maybe a third. Maybe.
You just want to keep reading these texts the rest of the show?
I don't think we can.
No?
No.
I don't think we can. The Adam Schefter audio, even for those of you who didn't get to hear it, is incredible, though. He essentially admitted that was the most awkward time he broke news.
Up next, we'll get to the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk about someone's tweet that has us thinking they could be returning very soon.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.